Vivid Whisper presents Whisperling, Episode 5, Biology. Quinn tried to spot the boy with the black backpack after school, but he disappeared into the crowd.
That's him. It must be him.
Let's tell the others.
Yes. Wait, tell them what?
Oh, right.
Shoot. We can't tell them about Pumpkin's drawing.
You're right. Okay. We'll investigate ourselves first. We'll think of something.
When they got home, the Colonel was waiting for them, along with Blue Bulb and Taproot, who was clutching Patch in one hand.
Quinn, Spark, my recon team, what have you discovered?
Oh! Not much. Sorry.
Are you not reporting back?
No. I live there. I was just going home.
Oh, right. My apologies. I'm eager for answers.
My spies haven't been able to find anything either. Wherever Scar still goes between attacks, it's very well hidden. We've checked everywhere we dare for miles around, and no luck.
Where you dare? Where don't you dare?
Very few places. We have a bit of an agreement with the witch in the middle of the woods, for instance. But, nah, there's no way she's hiding it.
Actually, speaking of witches, we do have a bit of a lead.
Not really.
It's not a good one, but we met someone recently. She said there was a person we could find who might know something.
Good, good. Who is this person?
Is this person a witch in the middle of the forest by any chance?
Pumpkin said her name was Avarish.
The Colonel, Patch, and Blue Bulb recoiled together. Even Taproot shook their head.
You know her? What's wrong with her?
Don't trust her, I don't.
She's the witch I was talking about. She doesn't like company.
Or most things.
She keeps to herself out in the woods. She likes living where no one can find her because they're too scared of trolls.
Oh, wait, what?
I don't suggest getting near her, but I have to admit, if anyone knows something about dragons, it's her. Colonel, maybe you could.
No, I don't think she'd appreciate my presence, nor that of my soldiers.
She's not a fan of me either. She didn't appreciate being spied on. We kept finding our spies in cages, delirious from eating hallucinogenic mushrooms. Mayor?
No. I couldn't. I have a town to tend to, I do.
Well then?
Four pairs of eyes, plus Taproot's head, turned toward Quinn and Spark.
I don't know.
I'm not sending them into danger.
You're right. Of course, what was I thinking? We'll think of something else.
Wait, I want to help.
Quinn! We're not going into a forest filled with trolls to talk to a witch that even the Colonel is scared of.
Well, if you do want to go, I could guide you there. Maybe if I bring you two, she wouldn't think we're spying on her.
We're not spying on her.
Exactly.
You could get us past the trolls?
Really, I think trolls get a bad rap anyway. People think they're so scary just because they sometimes eat people. So do lions. More often, in fact, I bet. And that's never stopped you from exploring the savannah.
You mean, like, me personally?
The point is, if you go into the woods, you should be more afraid of bears than of trolls.
Oh. How comforting.
Well, let me know. You'd be doing me and the whole town a great service, if she knows anything about Scarsteel.
The Colonel departed to check on his soldiers. Quinn said goodbye and returned to her home. She thought about it for hours. As she lay in bed, Spark hopped onto the sheets.
You're not seriously considering it.
We need to help.
We're sheltering most of the village. That's dangerous enough.
I know, but also...
What?
That thing that the Colonel always calls me. Whisperling.
It's a person who can see the things you do. Otherworldly things.
Yeah, a person. Like there's more than one. He shows up, and suddenly witches and dragons and trolls are all real. I just feel like... Don't you want to know what's out there?
I guess. But I don't want to get killed in the process.
Yeah. I... just...
The conversation hung, and Quinn drifted off to sleep. The next day was Saturday, and, as she sometimes did, she woke up in an inexplicably good mood. She felt full of energy, and the idea of adventuring into the woods sounded fun. She jumped out of bed to put on her gray fatigues, an old black t-shirt, and a gray hoodie styled to look like a suit of medieval armor. It was only as she looked at herself in the mirror that she felt hesitation creeping back in.
Does this mean what I think it means?
I haven't decided yet.
She looked at herself in the armor-like hoodie. Maybe she should bring some more protection? Some sort of weapon? What was she going to bring, a big stick? She put the hood up and felt just a bit like a warrior. She paused, then put the hood down again.
You think I shouldn't go?
Yeah. Mostly.
I still feel like I need to.
I know.
I've done nothing but hide.
You helped protect the town.
By hiding.
Well, yeah. You helped them hide.
She felt ready. Her nerves were trembling with twice the intensity they usually did, but just as much from excitement as fear.
I'm going.
Yeah, I figured. Let's go.
You can stay if you—
Shut up. Come on.
They both smiled despite themselves and headed out to find Patch, who ran up to them immediately.
Good morning. Have you decided yet?
Yes. We're doing it.
That's the spirit.
The group said goodbye to Bluebulb and the Colonel, who wished them luck, and set off into the woods. Patch flitted over roots and between trees, and Quinn had to hustle to keep up.
Oof.
Quinn tripped over a tree branch and barely caught herself.
You all right?
Yeah, just slow down a bit.
Right. Right. Sorry.
Quinn looked around and grabbed a fallen branch to use as a walking stick.
So, Patch, you said you were chief spymaster under the King of the Rats?
Yep. I report to King Gallows himself. Surely you've heard of him.
No.
Oh. Well, he's King of the Rats, alongside Queen Scarlet, but she isn't directly responsible for the military.
What does she do?
Civil administration, overseeing the judicial process, that sort of thing.
I had no idea that rat society was so complicated.
Oh, ours is simple. I once asked a crow to describe their government, and they must have listed 15 different kinds of legislative offices before I gave up.
This was all entirely new to Quinn. She had met a variety of talking animals, but had no idea they were organized. That idea excited her.
How do you get to be the chief spymaster?
I've been chief spymaster for as long as I can remember.
How does that work?
Well, I used to be an ordinary rat, but I don't really remember those days. Then one day I woke up, and I could talk, and I was chief spymaster.
Just like that?
Just like that.
And how did you end up here? Did you come with a colonel?
Oh, no. I just happened to be in the area, and took shelter in your room to avoid the dragon. The colonel is quite a character, though. I'd heard rumors about him before.
He's incredible.
What kinds of rumors?
Like how he made an entire army of toy soldiers out of wood.
What? He made them?
Yep. He can make wood bend with his mind. That's how he controls his weapon, too.
And he controls the toy soldiers like that?
I guess so.
That's crazy.
In the forest, they passed a few groups of dryads, but nothing Quinn had never seen before. She was surprised to realize she was just a bit disappointed. Relieved, but disappointed.
So, no trolls yet.
Oh, well, there's a troll now if you want to see one.
Quinn and Spark froze and followed where Patch pointed. At first they couldn't see anything, but as Quinn squinted, a nearby undergrowth seemed to move. It wasn't something hiding in the bush. The entire bush was moving, slowly creeping toward them.
That's a troll? It looks like a bush.
They're very good at hiding.
Sure, but are they shaped like bushes?
They can be, when they want to be. It means no harm, but better give it a wide margin.
They agreed, and the group crept off to the side. Quinn lost track of the strange bush creature as they kept walking.
Did we lose it?
Nope. It's right behind us.
Should we be worried about it?
Nah.
Quinn started as the bush next to her snapped and shot toward her, wrapping around her leg. Spark was grabbed too and quickly vanished in fright.
Oh, bother!
Reflexively, Quinn whacked her walking stick down onto the tendril wrapped around her foot, hitting herself in the process.
Ow! Patch, what's happening?
Stay calm. It'll be fine.
What is this thing?
Oh, it's a troll. I thought I said that.
The bush squashed and reformed. Its leaves seemed to fade away as a head emerged. A head that loosely approximated a human head, but wrong. The features were too far apart, and the eyes weren't quite level with each other. It looked like it was melting. Quinn fell down in fear, dropping the walking stick.
Do something!
Like what?
I don't know, get it off me!
Excuse me!
The creature pulled itself upright in an oozing motion. The foliage had completely disappeared. Quinn froze in terror, sure it was about to pounce on her right there, but instead it started pulling her away.
Excuse me? That is my friend!
Patch! Do something! Hit it! Or...
I'm sure this is all just a misunderstanding.
It's going to eat me!
What? Don't be silly!
Quinn didn't find it the least bit silly. Why was Patch being so calm? The thought flashed across Quinn's mind that maybe they wanted this to happen and they had led her and Spark into a trap.
Spark, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Spark reformed and was immediately knocked out of Quinn's bag as she was dragged across the ground.
Do something!
Yeah, sure.
Spark cut up to them and experimentally bit the tendril that was now wrapped around Quinn's waist. This caused the troll to thrash, knocking Quinn against the ground and Spark against a tree.
Excuse me, there must be some sort of mistake. Stay calm! Everything will be okay!
What do you mean?
While its shape was something Quinn might describe as lumpy human, she was also reminded of an octopus in the way it moved, pulling itself across the thick forest brush, not to mention the way its skin changed color and texture. They came to a shack, old, abandoned, and covered in moss. It could collapse at any moment. The troll, if that's what it was, pulled Quinn behind the shack, past a fire pit and a stack of firewood. The troll dropped her and she fell into another hole, this one much deeper. She scrambled to the far wall and looked up as the troll oozed away. Spark reformed in her bag, and Patch peeked their head out over the edge of the pit.
Are you all right?
What's going on?
Looks like the troll is taking a liking to you.
It wants to eat me?
I'm beginning to think it might.
You let us here?
I guess so.
Quinn struggled to catch her breath. Her face was tingling.
Quinn?
Hey, it's going to be okay.
Quinn's whole body started shaking as she lay back. The walls of the pit seemed to give way and she felt like she was falling. She tried to force herself to breathe, but it didn't seem to be working.
Quinn!
She felt herself spin and fall through the void, though she knew she was sitting still, deep at the bottom of a pit in the earth. She felt like she was drowning.
Quinn!
She felt Spark press his head against her, and she gripped his fur, holding on to him like a cliff face above the abyss she spiraled through. Her grip tightened around him, and he cringed in pain. She held on. She wasn't quite sure how long it was until she caught her breath. Air returned to her, and she found herself curled up on the dirt floor. Her knuckles had turned white, and she let go of Spark's fur. He sighed in relief. She sat up and found her face was soaked with tears she didn't entirely remember crying.
I'm okay. Thank you.
Spark rubbed against her shin.
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
Are you okay?
Quinn looked over and found Patch sitting next to them.
I'm okay.
I'm sorry. I've been a bad guide. I'm not used to working with people. You've been asking questions and I haven't really been answering them.
Okay, what's going on? Why are you being so calm?
You've been captured by a troll.
Which eats people.
Sometimes eats people. Almost never. That's why I couldn't believe it was happening. I haven't heard of them eating anyone in years.
They don't normally?
No. I don't know that much about them, but I remember hearing that the only reason a troll would eat a person is if they're severely injured.
I'm not injured.
No. No, if the troll is injured, it helps them heal. They're pretty good at healing anyway, but sometimes they need to eat people if they're really hurt.
Was the troll injured?
That's why I'm so confused. It looked perfectly healthy. I mean, best I could see. Most of the time I was looking at it, it just looked like a bush. But it was moving quite fast. If it was injured, it couldn't move that fast. I think.
Okay.
Quinn pulled herself to her feet, wobbling slightly.
What now?
You all right?
Could we just concentrate on staying alive? Please?
Right. First things first. We're stuck in a pit.
Yeah.
Experimentally, Quinn tried feeling the walls. They were damp and poorly packed. She tried getting a hold and lifting herself up, but the dirt she grabbed tore off and she just fell down again. The pit wasn't that deep. If she jumped, she could almost reach the lip. but everywhere she grabbed just gave way.
Have anything in your bag?
Only the fox doll.
How about I go looking around for something you can use to get out?
The pair turned to look at Patch, who was staring up at the walls of the pit.
You're stuck here with us.
Oh, I can get out.
Patch began to run up the wall, a trail of soil falling behind them. They perched atop a small twig sticking out from the wall and used it as a springboard, catapulting themselves past Quinn onto another twig. They sprang off this one again, running up the wall in a spiral until they leapt and landed on the lip of the hole. They turned back to the pair and waved. Had Quinn's mood been better, she might have clapped.
Do you see the troll?
No. I'll go and...
What?
It's just, I could find some branches or something to help you climb up, but I'm small. I can't drag them back. If Spark were here to help me, maybe...
Quinn looked at Spark, who shrugged.
I don't know how to run up walls.
Oh, wait a minute, duh.
Excitedly, Quinn grabbed the fox plush out of her backpack and tossed it over the edge of the pit.
Oh, right!
Spark faded from view and reappeared at the edge of the pit, emerged anew from the plush. He dropped it back down over the edge to Quinn.
We won't go far.
The two animals ran off, and almost immediately Quinn regretted sending them away. She could swear she heard the troll creeping around right past the edge of the hole. What if it was disguised as the grass she saw above? What if it was disguised as the dirt she was standing on? She forced herself not to think about that and huddled back on the floor, hugging her knees. She thought she could see the dirt around her moving.
Quinn!
She stood up again as Spark appeared, dragging a thick tree branch, maybe 4 feet long.
Catch!
He dropped it in the pit next to Quinn. Patch planted a smaller stick in the ground at the edge, and Spark did his best to secure it.
Does that work?
Quinn secured the branch against the corner like a ramp, and, standing on top of it, she jumped as high as she could, grabbing the stick with one hand and the lip with the other. But the earth gave way, and she fell back down. Quinn stood again. Her ankle was sore. She stood on the branch again and once more jumped with all her might, this time planting the stick into the earth over the lip as hard as she could. She grabbed the soil over the edge with her other hand, but it too started to slip until Spark bit it.
Ow!
He held on with all his might and jutted his legs out in front of him. Quinn thought for a moment she'd slide back into the hole and pull him in with her, but she peered over the edge, pulled out the stick, and sank it in one more time. She crawled forward and Spark released her as she finally got her center of gravity over the edge of the pit and rolled onto the wet grass. She lay for a moment, catching her breath.
You did it!
Can we get out of here now?
Yes, please.
She got to her feet, shakily.
Did you see where it went?
No.
Then let's get out of here before it comes back.
They took off in a dash, but Patch immediately skidded to a stop.
Hide!
Quinn and Spark stumbled and tripped, falling behind the old rotted shack.
What?
I saw it.
Where?
Patch nodded toward the other side of the shack.
I don't think it noticed us, but as soon as it takes a look into that hole, it will get angry.
What do we do?
Keep hiding. Don't run. It would see you and catch up.
Quinn pressed herself against the side of the shack. She caught a glimpse of the troll moving around on the other side. And inside the shack, through a window, she saw a heaving, breathing pile of something slimy.
Oh my god, look.
Patch jumped up the side of the wall to the windowsill and looked with her.
What?
There's another one.
Another?
It's barely moving.
It's coming this way. Hide!
Patch, you said trolls only eat people when they're really hurt.
Move!
Unsure which way to go, Quinn climbed up onto the shack's windowsill.
Not that way!
Quietly as she could, she dropped down inside the shack. The heaving mass of goo on the floor didn't move, save for its limp, weak breathing. Its skin was gray, rippling with murky green. She could only guess which part was the head, or which tentacle was an arm versus a leg.
Keep quiet!
Spark reappeared from Quinn's bag as she took a look at the rest of the structure. It looked like someone had used it as a garden shack at one point. Farming tools stood in the corner, just as covered in dust as everything else.
What do you think is wrong with it?
I don't know.
She crept closer to the heaving mass.
Quinn!
She looked at it as closely as she dared. Its breathing seemed halted.
I don't like this.
Peering closely, she could just make out something in the heap of breathing slime. Something small and metal. Carefully, experimentally, Quinn poked the small metal object. It held fast. She tried grabbing and gently pulling. The mass squirmed. The metal was lodged in the troll's skin.
Spark, look!
What are you doing?
Maybe this is what's hurting it.
You're going to wake it up!
As if in response, the sleeping troll readjusted one of its limbs, stretching it out further on the floor. Spark leapt out of the way. Quinn could see the metal object more clearly now, though she still wasn't sure what it was. It was lodged deep in what appeared to be the troll's neck, but there was just enough poking out to grab. The creature's beady, lopsided eyes were closed. She poked the metal again, and the troll once again squirmed in discomfort.
Quinn, we really shouldn't—
Shh! The other troll was circling outside. She pulled again, harder this time. The troll flinched in pain, yanking its tendrils towards Quinn, attempting to knock her away. But it missed, and ended up pulling her in, squashing her against the metal stub.
Quinn!
Too late to run now. She secured herself against the bizarre, ooze-like torso and pulled as hard as she could. Quinn cringed as the metal object ripped free of the troll's torso. A gray sludge sprayed from the spot, blinding her and knocking her back.
Quinn!
Rubbing at her eyes, she stumbled back into the farming tools in the corner and fell, knocking them over. She stood as quickly as she could and rubbed the sludge out of her eyes just in time to see the troll's arm reach in from outside and pull its body through the window.
Run!
Spark disappeared and Patch dove out the window. The troll's body was already between Quinn and the door, so in a panic she tried to jump out the window as well, but the troll's arm wrapped around her legs, pulling her down. The troll lifted her up and she saw its misshapen face look at her expressionlessly. Without turning, it reached out the door and pulled itself away, dragging her with it. It oozed towards the hole, seemingly preparing to throw Quinn in again. This time, there was a fire in the fire pit. She thrashed as hard as she could, punching at the arm that held her, but she couldn't get free. Another groan came from the shack, and the troll carrying Quinn paused. The troll in the shack reached a leg through the door and pulled itself, wobbling to its feet outside. It stood there for a moment, struggling to balance. It had a scar on its torso where Quinn had pulled out the metal shard. The wound seemed to finish closing as they stood there. After a brief pause, the troll that had grabbed Quinn dropped her on the ground.
What's going on?
I don't know. Run!
Quinn didn't hesitate, but stood and, favoring her ankle, sprinted away before the troll could change its mind. The three of them broke out of the clearing and back into the thicket. Quinn hid behind a tree to catch her breath, finally wiping the sludge off of her hoodie. She looked back. Both of the trolls were gone.
Wow.
Quinn started as she turned to see Patch on a branch by her head. She brushed herself off, rubbed her sore hand, and tried to put weight on her hurt ankle. Her hoodie was damp, filthy, and smelled of troll ooze.
Well done!
Thanks, I guess.
Just wait until my spies hear about this. Quinn, the whisperling who saved a troll's life and her own to boot. How exciting! Ready to keep going?
Yeah. What was that thing? The thing I pulled out of the troll.
You didn't see it?
No. My eyes were covered in this stuff.
It was a rakehead. Poor thing must have skewered itself on one in the shack and couldn't get it out. Lucky you came along.
Lucky?
For it.
Excuse me?
Quinn started yet again as a woman faded into view just a few yards in front of her. How did everything keep sneaking up on her? The woman was tall and wore a pair of overalls underneath a yellow rain jacket that seemed too small for her. Slung over her shoulder, she held a gray canvas bag. She regarded Quinn with curiosity.
Oh,
pardon me. I heard you and the trolls and thought I would make sure you're okay. I hope you're not hurt?
I'm okay. I think I hurt my ankle, though.
It's you!
Do I... Oh, no. You're one of Gallo's cronies, aren't you?
Spymaster, in fact, I'm Patch. I know you don't like us, but these two needed to see you, so I...
Indeed. Apparently, even living in the middle of the woods isn't enough to get you all to leave me alone. And what's your name, Whisperling?
I'm Quinn. Are you...
I like that name. I'm Avarish. And you, Fox, Fairy?
I'm Spark.
We were looking for you.
Well, you did it in a roundabout way, but here I am. I've never met a Whisperling before. I have some questions for you.
Wait. Is your name Avarish, or are you the Witch of Avarish?
Oh, both. Now, would you mind walking with me? I have a few more errands to run.
The woman paused to look Quinn over.
I like your sweatshirt. I'm sorry that it got so dirty.
The Witch of Avarish turned away. Quinn took one last look at the old rotted shack, shivered, then turned to follow, rubbing her sore hand and limping slightly.